You know, Kate, I love food. Everyone knows that.
We know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So does my trainer. He knows also.
He knows, yeah.
Nachos. I really am so tired of takeout. And my girlfriend's tired of me saying, like, you know, bringing home Mexican food for us.
Of course,
us.
Like, you should cook for her. Why don't you cook something for her?
Because I'm a terrible cook. I always buy too much stuff. I never know what to get.
My gosh. No, you know what you need to do? I have something for you. Okay. I just started using this on men. It's amazing. It's plated.com. Have you heard of it?
Is that like a sexual thing?
No. No, that sounds fun. No, plated.com. It's actually this website where you can go and you can basically order an entire meal. But what they do is send you all the ingredients to cook it yourself. But it's completely dummy proof. They send you the exact amount of the freshest ingredients. And in under 30 minutes, you've got a home cooked meal for your girl.
Wow, that is absolutely incredible. That sounds so easy. I'm looking it up right now. Wow, this is really incredible.
I know, look at this. They have skirt steak. You love steak. They have a whole skirt steak meal. They have this salmon meal that you can make for Rachel.
Wow, no, this is incredible. It looks like the culinary pros at Plated lovingly fill up a little refrigerator box that is perfect. It's got the pre-proportioned ingredients for dinner. This is perfect. This could do wonders for my life and my relationship.
And they deliver it to your door. I know you hate grocery shopping. You don't even have to go to the grocery store. They deliver it to your door and it can sit out there until midnight and not go bad. So even if you're busy that day, you come home at night, you grab it and it's ready to go.
The last time I went grocery shopping, I just bought popsicles.
I know. Well, that's, you have a problem.
I do.
You have a problem. And that's why you need this. You need to go to plated.com. And what's really cool is if you go to plated.com/date now, you get a free dinner for two with your first purchase.
Whoa.
Yeah, free dinner for two. So that's perfect for you and your girl. Go to plated.com/date. Plated.com/date.
Plated.com/date.
Lately, I've been going crazy. 'Cause I want you, baby. But you don't, so get out, get out, get out, get out. 'Cause I'm
crazy. Hey, how's it going? You are listening to Date Fails with your hosts,
Kate Quigley
and Steven Kramer Glickman. Hey guys, how are ya?
This is a party. We're having a party, everyone.
Yes, we are. It is a party. We're making it happen. It is all fun and games until someone gets hurt.
Quickman, I have news from the world of my life of
dating. Oh my God, please tell me.
Something happened.
Oh my God, what
happened? Okay, my ex-boyfriend, who I dated for a year, who's super hot, but we broke up because we tried to kill each other a few times.
Sure, understandable.
And he doesn't live here anymore. He moved, but randomly out of the blue, started following me on Instagram a couple days ago.
Holy shit. You know what that means.
He wants to hit it.
He wants to marry you. That's what that means.
What?
I don't know.
Does it?
I have no idea.
If that's true, then
so.
A lot of gay men want to marry me also. but so he started following me on Instagram, and so I followed him back, and then he left like a flirty comment, and then I shot him a text, and then he called me, and then he actually said, I kind of miss you. And I'm like, is that I miss you? Like, I miss you? Or is that just like, I miss you? Like, we're friends. Like, I don't know.
I miss you, Kate.
I know. And even though we kind of try to kill each other, like lately, you know, sometimes you look back and you reflect and you think maybe it wasn't as bad as I thought.
Sure. It was as bad.
Okay.
It was definitely
all
as
right.
bad. For well, sure.
Great
for sure.
Talk.
No. But you know, all relationships are kind of shitty in some way. Like there's always like little problems here and there. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's like a shitty that you can handle.
Yeah.
Maybe it's like a bad.
He can handle wandering eye, but then the longer that
you
I've
mean
been
like physically
wandering penis.
He had a wandering penis once. His penis wandered. But the thing is that like now looking back, I'm like maybe I was a little crazy because truthfully, like I think I'm in a different place now where sex to me just seems like a thing that guys need to do, but as long as he's nice to me and stuff, maybe it's not that big a deal.
It's not that big. Yeah,
if he cheats.
Well,
you need higher standards, Kate.
Oh, thank you.
Quigley, Jesus Christ.
Yeah. We need to do an
we need to do an exorcism to your
They're
vagina.
They're like, who's this other voice?
I'm Kate's vagina.
My vagina has a voice. Sounds a lot like
vagina.
Jen Sturger.
Kate's vagina. Can we ask you a question, Kate's vagina?
Absolutely.
What do you think about all these horrible things that are happening to you? I mean, is it...
I think Kate needs to make better decisions with my lifestyle.
I agree. What
you
is...
need to have higher standards than just like, he's nice to me, so I'll fuck him.
Yeah, no, that is a, yeah. You need to have well, those.
But I keep you well-groomed. You're welcome.
I do. I enjoy my haircut or lack thereof.
Yeah, here's a question.
Laser haircut.
What's the worst thing that's happened to you recently? Kate's vagina. What's the worst thing that's happened recently?
Recently.
Yep.
Well, there was that chlamydia scare.
Exactly. I wasn't sure if I was going to go there. I'd be like, well, there was the gangbang, but, you know.
Oh, God.
That didn't work out.
The gangbang hasn't been made public yet, vagina. The chlamydia scare, however.
Gangbang and chlamydia. You guys are hanging out with the ha-ha too much.
Oh, that's true. That is true.
The back room.
Oh,
of the
that's
ha-ha.
Funny. Yeah, I've had some shit go down.
I'm sure. A guy wrote me today and said, hey, do you want to come to the haha and be on a show where we judge your comedy and then give you notes?
Is that the Monday night?
No, and I literally wrote back, go fuck yourself.
Did you really?
Yeah, I wrote back.
How did you write back? Hard no. Yeah.
I don't know who you are. I would never want to do this. And he was like, dude, we used to hang out like back in the day. I was like, exact reason why I have no interest in
that. That sounds fucking awful. Like, who in the world? But unless, who is this person? Unless it's like, is it Bill Burr judging your comedy and giving you notes? Like, who is this person? Some open mic comic is like, I'm going to tell you how much I like your jokes. Like, really?
No, look, there's like a lot of shows like that. There's like that
Kill Tony.
There's Kill Tony, which I've actually
but
enjoyed.
But Kill Tony, at least the judges are headliners.
Yeah.
They're like major headliners. They're
but
not...
like not some garbage bullshit at Flappers or some shit. Like I'd rather put a gun in my balls.
Thanks, Glickman.
No.
I just want to say that Glickman's opinion of Flappers does not
reflect the
date
fails.
Does not reflect the date fails podcast.
Yeah, no, it's fine. You guys are fine. No one's gonna be mad at you. All right.
Anyway, so Glickman,
hey, yeah.
Let's introduce the voice of my vagina,
you
shall
know what?
We?
Yeah, let's do that. Ladies and gentlemen, we are so lucky to have her, a hilarious stand-up comedian, actress, and philanthropist.
Former Playboy playmate.
Don't remind me.
Jen Sturger.
Jennifer Sturger, woo!
I bet you never thought your vagina would have such a deep voice.
It's not too shocking, actually. I thought it would sound more like someone who smoked like 40 cartons of cigarettes a day. But it sounds, my vagina sounds cuter than I expected.
You are. Aww, it's because she is cuter. That's why.
Jen, you're so smoking hot. It's hard to be Jen's. Jen and I are very good friends. It's hard to be friends with Jen because everywhere we go, what happens is I hit on hot guys and I'm like, cool, great. Who's your friend? Like, that's the story of my life with Jen.
Yeah, right.
Oh, jeez.
It's true.
Every time we hang out and I Instagram it or we Periscope or anything, they're like, Jen, we got to talk about your blonde friend. Jesus. Yeah. You're like, she's smoking.
Well, guys are like a perfect little pair of, you know.
There's something for everyone.
Yeah.
Kate and I hang
out. You need a redhead. You need a redhead to hang out.
And a black girl. We
do.
We need a sassy black girl.
We need to round out these Spice Girls.
Angelina
right now we're
Spicer.
Just tattoo. Yeah.
You're just,
we might make out if things get desperate enough.
It could happen.
That's amazing.
A lot of people would probably pay for that.
Exactly.
And
someone
I'm
was
okay
like $1,500 to make out on Periscope. They said this to us.
This is really funny, actually.
Kate was like, no.
No, Jen.
$2,000. No.
Yeah. Yeah. Somebody on Periscope goes, how much for you guys to make out? And Jen's like, that's not happening. And at the same time, I'm like, $2,000.
That's amazing. You really did that?
Yeah.
That's great. That's
our
great.
Best comment so far, though, was someone goes, Kate always looks like she's been locked out of her apartment.
Yeah. Why does Kate look like she can't get in her house all the time? Like, listen, fuckers. It takes a lot of work to look this disheveled, all right?
Oh,
it's a
my
style.
God.
Ask the
so
Olsen
funny.
Twins. They've mastered that shit.
Wow, oh that's God. Fucking genius. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Here's an interesting question. Where is a place that guys have hit on you that, Jen, where do you get hit on that is like a no-go? Where is that like a place that you'd be at? Like Ross Dress for Less. You ever get hit on at Ross Dress? For the, or like a gas
like
station.
Like it's a no-go because it's an inappropriate situation.
Yeah, you're like, no,
no-go.
Don't fucking hit on me here. Don't hit on me while I'm pumping gas.
I can think
gas.
Of one.
Where?
When you're at the pool, but you're there with a hat, sunglasses, and a book. Like you're clearly not trying to be social. Like I used to hang out a lot at the pool.
I'm never mom. Social, decades.
This is true.
That's how I walk around.
Jen is not. That's why we're a good match. I mean, like, I think when a girl has on, if you have on a hat and sunglasses, girl or guy,
you don't
isn't that code for don't talk to me? That's a code, right?
Yeah.
I even one day was on my phone at the pool with a hat and sunglasses, and some dude came down, sat right next to me, and started trying to hit on me. Like, I was talking to my mom on the phone.
Exactly.
I'm on the phone. Like, what? What are you doing? Guys just, they don't, I feel like they just think, sometimes it's always the guys that shouldn't have that much confidence too. It's never like a guy that looks like America's Next Top Model winner, Keith Carlos. It's never that guy.
No.
That's when you want to be like, have you seen a mirror lately? Go walk past some glass, check out your reflection, then come back and understand what you did was wrong.
That kind sounds of thing. So mean, but it's true.
I am mean. I'm direct.
Jen is very direct.
Are you, Jen, are you an equal opportunity fucker, or do you just pick you a very, I mean, is there like a
my
type?
Vagina has standards.
It has standards.
Kate's.
Right. And I mean,
thanks, Jen.
You know, is there like a type that you're into, or are you kind of an across the board? Do you have like certain types that you like?
You know, I like men. I like manly men. And I feel I have to say that because we live in Los Angeles, and people out here, especially men out here, are just... There's just a pussification of America that's happening right now when it comes to men. Yeah. And I just need men to be men. I would overlook your back hair. I would overlook some extra meat around the waist, as long as you're a man in the relationship.
Sure.
Like, when you take longer to get ready than me, I'm out.
No, fuck that.
I'm out.
You know,
that happened in my last relationship.
Yeah,
45 minutes. That guy's still getting ready. I'm like, are you kidding me?
That happened to me too. I dated a guy who had to look so perfect all the time. And then I felt like we would go to Costco and he's like doing his hair and making sure. I'm like, really? Like, come on.
Do you know how long it takes me to go from pajamas to a suit and tie, cleanly shaven, like, ready to go? Do you know how long it takes?
You change out of your pajamas?
I've only
ever seen you in pajamas.
Oh, you've only seen me in my pajamas?
10 minutes.
10 minutes is exactly how long it takes.
Yes.
Dude, did you see the photo? Ben Gleeb posted a photo on his Instagram the other day. He came from like whitewater rafting or some shit, and he had on like swim trunks, a tank top.
His hair was the Hollywood pool party tank top
he was wearing. And then he posted another photo side by side of that, him wearing a suit, being like completely ready to walk on stage. And he goes, I did this in 2 minutes. That's called being a man. You should be able to do it
100%
in 2-3 minutes. That's it.
Yeah. Absolutely.
You should keep your shit in check enough that you don't have to do a ton of grooming at the last second. And I mean, like, we put a lot of thought into what we do, you know?
Yeah. You're funny though with dating, because you'll tell guys straight up, like, she's telling the dude she's dating now that he needs to like get in better shape and wax his back, and like she just tells him straight up.
That's good though. You should
tell him straight up in front of a room full of people.
I don't know if that's
my
good.
God. Would you tell him on stage? Did you tell him on stage?
Kind of.
I mean, I've done it on stage. I've done it on Periscope. I've done it in like every medium possible. Like, I tweeted out that he had a dad bod in a picture.
Oh, yeah.
This is, why Jen kills it.
Public
men.
Shaming is good for the ego.
Really?
Yeah, you have to keep guys' egos in check, because the guys that you hold up and you, like, sit there and you put them on a pedestal like you're doing for Carlos. Like, I bet I could get Carlos to, like, want to hook up with me by negging him for, like, a half hour.
He already texts me a naked photo. Like...
Holy shit.
I mean, I don't...
He's a model. It's probably very artistic.
Yeah, it's yeah. Here's the thing, though,
Jen. Are his dick pictures more artistic?
I haven't seen his... It was just a dick pic yet, but we're getting there. We're getting there. No, but here's the thing. Like, do you think... Because I think Jen is like a 10. So
yeah.
Jen can treat guys as shitty as she wants to, and they're still going to come back around. You can't do that if you're like an average girl.
No, and because
you can.
No, let me tell you what happens, ladies. When a girl is not like... When a girl is not like, when a girl's a 10, we all expect that she is going to be
a
fucking
pain in the ass,
crazy,
a giant pain in the
high
ass,
maintenance,
and crazy. But you go, oh well, is it worth it? Maybe it's worth it, you know, for a little while or for a long time.
It's a hot crazy scale.
Yeah, you know, you start playing that hot crazy scale. You go, well, maybe it's going to be worthwhile. And then if they end up being cool, then it's great. Then you end up staying with them, and you have like a relationship with somebody.
Exactly.
But I've also had girls who are like a four, and they're walking around like they're like talking all sorts of game and talking like, well, you better fucking take me to fucking sushi. You better take me to Katana because you're John.
Really?
And I'm like, you know what? You no.
Relax, you, hard five.
Yeah, relax. I feel like those girls probably still do better than a girl. Like those
I got
girls
a coupon
have that
at Taco
confidence.
Bell for you. All right. Relax. Exactly.
Come on, but they have confidence. Don't you think that a lot of guys would rather have a five that has a lot of confidence and kind of guys like girls that kind of treat them shitty, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I've never treated a guy like shit, and I think that's why I'm always single, because I'm too nice.
I want to have a show where it's kind of like The Bachelor, but I can tell Kate how to date like a bitch, because I feel like since I've adopted this motto,
sure,
my dating life has gotten much easier because I don't take crap from anyone. And I know exactly when the turning point was. The turning point was when I had gone to this guy's house and we had like made out and stuff before, but it had never gone past there. But I decided like I'd gotten everything ready. Like I'd cleaned out the fridge, waxed the hardwood floors. Like I was going to have sex that night.
Jen wow, cleans right, yeah. out the fridge. That's code for douche, everyone.
Exactly.
If you're wondering
no,
what that means.
Holy
was,
shit.
Everything was ready to go for this dude. And then he was like, we started making out, whatever. He goes, oh, by the way, I started seeing someone a little more seriously now, but it's cool because she doesn't mind if I have sex with other people. And I just didn't even say anything, and I stopped, and I was like, okay. And I started putting my shoes on, and he goes, wait, that's just it? This is you're just going to go? And I'm like, yeah, I'm not going to like let you use me as a blow-up doll to make your girlfriend jealous because you're going to tell her how awesome sex was with me. Like, I'm just not, like, the minute I stood up for myself and had self-respect, I was like, oh, nothing bad happened to me. Like, I just had the most awkward, terrible conversation I could have possibly had with this guy. And I'm sad about it because I'm like, yeah, I kind of liked him. But then when I walked out, I was like, holy shit, I feel really good about myself for
That's
finally
great.
Standing up for myself. Because otherwise, I'd have been like, how long has it been since we've had sex? You know, like, I would have actually thought about it.
And then she texts me and she's like, I didn't sleep with him. I have standards. And he was really hot and I wanted to. And I was like, cool, tell him I'll be over in 10 minutes.
Quigley.
And we had a good time. I never told you that part.
Quigley for the win.
No, Jen is amazing at that. But you're making me better at that. Last night, I'm so happy because I was out at a bar and I ran into an ex, a different ex. And I completely had a great time and just ignored him. I've never done that before.
Jesus.
I always go up and say hi and try to be cool. And he's always kind of a dick to me. And so last night I was like, you know what? I'm just going to ignore him. Like I'm done giving him any attention. And it feels really empowering when you just finally decide that like you're a cool enough chick that you know, you shouldn't let them like make you feel shitty.
Yeah. Being happy is honestly the best revenge. Being happy and like looking content and successful without them is like the biggest fuck you can possibly give someone.
I think so.
And that's why I think, yeah, you definitely need to...
That and fucking their friends. Let's not forget fucking their friends.
Oh, man.
That's actually the best revenge, if we're being real.
Fucking their friends?
But then being
no,
happy.
No, I've done that before. It doesn't end up well.
Actually, it usually backfires.
It backfires totally.
You fuck their friends, are like, you're right. I was right. You are a whore. And
exactly.
You're like, oh, this didn't work.
And you're like, oh, that didn't work at all. I did it unintentionally one time. Where I accidentally hooked up with someone that
How
was
you
a friend
accidentally
with someone.
Hook up with
I
someone.
Didn't know.
Oh my
know
god!
I mean?
Tripped and fell on your dick.
No, but I didn't know they were friends like that. I thought they maybe knew each other, but I didn't think they were like homies. And then I was like,
"Oops!
Oh shit! Yeah."
Oh Jesus!
Is that weird?
I dated a girl, and I went. She invited me back to her apartment, and I went to her apartment and met her roommate. And I literally, during the middle of us all hanging out, I was like, oh, I'm gonna start dating your roommate. Like, me and the roommate hit it off perfectly. We had a million things in common. And the girl that I was on the date with was fucking terrible. And she knew that we were having a bad day.
That was like a How I Met Your Mother episode.
It really was. And we did. And I flipped. It was, I was,
did she lose her shit?
She was not happy about it, but she ended up being okay with it. I mean,
and how'd the roommate situation turn out?
It went good. Like, she was a dentist. The roommate was a dentist. And the girl that I was out with was like a model, Instagram model type
Ew.
Person.
Instagram model.
She's no. one of those girls.
We live in a weird place. How about this as a question?
Sure.
Instagram as a dating website now? Like, a lot of people are saying that they date via Instagram.
I've never dated via Instagram. Twitter is the way to my heart. If you can pick me up in 140 characters or less, it means that you, first of all, can handle my attention span and how short it is.
Perfect.
And two, you're obviously funny. You know what I mean? It's usually humor that's going to pick me up on Twitter. But, like, I've found that, like, trying to meet people on Instagram, it's just a shallow pool to wade in. There's not a lot of intellectual stimulation going on Instagram.
I would agree with that.
Yeah. You know? So I think it's just, what are you looking for?
Are you a Match.com person? You're a Match.com?
Nope.
What about OkCupids? You ever OkCupids?
No, I use the free ones like Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn. Okay, that's how I meet people.
You fuck on LinkedIn?
I told you I had a friend.
You were on Playboy. You were in Playboy, weren't you? Because that's amazing. That's
you fuck on LinkedIn.
That's not a lot. You need a bumper sticker that just says, I fuck on LinkedIn.
I fuck on LinkedIn.
I fuck with LinkedIn.
That's so funny. I mean, you're seeing someone now, but you were single for a while before this. So, like, how do you meet guys? Do they know who you are? Do guys usually recognize you?
You know where I think helps is being verified. So that way they know they're not being catfished. Yeah. Twitter says, I vouch for this person's authenticity and she's not some dude
she's
in a basement
person.
Jerking off, you know?
So that
helps a lot. It does. Because they see that and they see that I've got a decent following. And then they look at my timeline and they're like, oh, she's actually funny. And because I can actually write pretty good jokes. I mean,
right.
So that's what I use Twitter for primarily. Plus, yeah. I post like gratuitous pictures every once in a while. Just so I'm like, hey, I'm
who
funny,
doesn't?
But don't worry, I'm hot too. Keep scrolling, I promise.
That's
it gets
the
better.
Biggest, man.
Right. That's
you
sweet.
You should post off. Here's the thing. Last night, this is not about dating, but being a female comedian, do you feel that there's like a pull for you not to post hot photos ever? Because even last night, I was out at a comedy show. I wasn't performing and I was wearing shorts. And someone came up to me and this guy, and he goes, are you a comedian? And I was like, yeah, I'm not going up tonight. And he was like, why are you wearing that? You don't look like a comic. I had on shorts and sneakers like I have on now. And I was like, well, I'm not going on stage. I don't go on stage in shorts, but I mean, like, who cares, you know?
People need to fucking grow the fuck up.
Right?
Yeah,
it's
no,
so
dude,
stupid.
I watched Eliza Schlesinger the other night and she is gorgeous.
Gorgeous.
And she's fucking hysterical.
She wears whatever she wants.
Yeah, she wears whatever she wants. And
she
looks
give
great
a fuck.
On stage and she's hilarious.
Yes.
Like, I watched her crush in front of a sold out audience at the Improv.
She's
and it was
so
like,
funny.
And she's doing stuff that's like fun. There's like some joke. There are jokes that are like, you know, there's stuff that where she references it a little bit, like like where she's doing an impression of like a cute girl on Shark Tank, and it made me laugh so much I peed my pants.
I've seen her do that.
It was hilarious. But yeah, guys need to grow the fuck up a little bit.
Yeah, I just think that funny's funny. It doesn't matter where it comes from, you know? There's some really, really dumb hot girls that I've seen on like Instagram, but their videos are hilarious. So I'm like, I'll follow you as long as you're funny. Like, it's the vapid ones that like think they're funny. Those are the ones that kill me. But the ones that are just naturally funny. Like, for instance, one of my favorite follows is Chrissy Teigen. She's fucking hilarious. She's gorgeous. And she's, you know, married to John Legend. So she's kind of winning in all facets of life.
That bitch.
But she does stuff like take scotch tape and tape up her nose and make like weird,
she doesn't care.
She's
always been that way. You know what I mean? And so that's why I'm like, funny's funny. It doesn't matter if she's wearing a bikini or not. You know, like, she'll post a picture of herself like on vacation and be like, blah, 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 your life's a vacation, because people rip on her all the time. So she's just like, fuck all of you.
Yeah, totally.
You know, that's why I love her. You know, that's why I think that. Wear whatever the hell you want, Kate. You have a good body. Show it off.
Yeah. Fuck those.
Mama needs to get some. That said, don't have sex with comics.
No comics.
Yeah, no more,
no
comics.
More comic penis.
No more comics.
No comic penis.
You're on a 5-year no comics.
I can't help it. I like funny guys.
You then can find funny guys that do other things.
Go to UCB and fuck you guys at UCB. You'll never see them do anything funny.
No.
Oh!
You know what, though?
I'm just kidding.
No.
They're hilarious.
Let me think if there's anyone I'd rather fuck less.
So
no, but you
funny.
Know, you know what, though? What I always say, I'm like, when I go to an improv show, I'm like, you know what would make this really funny? If we fucking wrote it down and rehearsed it.
Yeah, jokes. Maybe jokes would be good.
This would make it so funny.
So awful. So awful.
But
Jen, worst date ever.
Worst date ever? Oh, God. So there was this one date I went on with a producer. and he took me to this really nice restaurant, but he demanded to be sat next to the bathroom.
What?
And I didn't understand why.
Okay.
And so as food was coming out, all of a sudden he was like, can I show you the game that I love to play? And I was like, yeah, sure, what's up? And he goes, and I'm already not into him, just because he's just got weird mannerisms and he's just doing weird shit. And he's like being overtly sexual in his comments towards me. So I'm already like looking for an escape. He starts trying to decipher what the person that just came out of the bathroom did. He goes, yeah, that's a duty face. Totally a duty face.
What?
Yeah. He's like, number one, number two. He's like announcing it while I'm eating. And I was just like, are you fucking kidding me?
This is a first date?
First date.
How did you meet this guy?
Through a friend. We are not friends anymore.
Your friend set you up
with this? I was like, friends don't let friends meet Mark, okay?
Oh, that's not okay.
That's disgusting.
That's fucking horrendous.
That's horrible. How did the date end? How did you get out of
it? I walked out. And you know what's sad is like when I went to go walk out, he started crying. And he was like, Jen, he's like, please don't leave.
What?
Yeah, he starts crying. God. He goes, I'm just really socially awkward and I don't know how to behave on dates. So this always happens to me. And I was like, well, how about not sitting next to the bathroom and talking about people's shit? That's a good starter.
What restaurant was this?
I'd rather not say.
Oh.
But it was the most traumatic dating. I mean, that's definitely top five. Another one was I went on a date with this other guy, and he was a fighter. And nice. It was after he had fought. No, don't. And it was after he had fought. And so, like, after their fights, they're kind of beat up. And so they drink a lot, and some of them take pain pills.
Oh.
It's basically your type, Kate.
and send my number.
So, but it wasn't going well. And so I ended it. I was like, I got to go home. I'm like, this is just getting a little weird for me. And he was like, he got so angry that I wouldn't let him come up to my place that he punched a hole through my glass door of my apartment complex.
What? Are you fucking kidding me?
And he let himself into my building.
What?
Like, oh my God.
He stepped through like T-1000.
What did you do?
I was like, we'll come in. I was like, my super's going to be by in a little bit to discuss this whole door thing with you. But yeah, I didn't have any choice. So like I had to do my move, and that's to pretend like I'm going crazy until they don't want to see me again.
What did you do?
That's her move.
How did you do that?
I'm such a pussy when it comes to breaking up with people or saying that I don't want to. Like, this whole empowerment thing's only come in like the last year and a half, two years.
So
my move is just to typically act as crazy as humanly possible until they break up with me.
Sure.
Like, I'll get drunk and just pick fights with them, but I'm not really drunk. I'm completely sober.
You really do this on purpose till they break up with you rather than just tell them you're not feeling it?
Yeah.
It is really hard, though, because
I hate hurting people, one.
Yes.
And two, the very first boyfriend I ever broke up with, he wrote me a death threat. And so I've never recovered from that.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So the moral of the story is just puss out and go crazy, and they'll eventually get tired of you.
That's a very good move. That's definitely a possible move.
Is it really a good move?
I mean, it's not
Think that's a good move?
I don't think it's a good
move. Act crazy till they leave? That's not a good move.
I mean, probably.
You know what's sad,
honest.
Kate? You know what's a sadder testament? They all come back.
Oh, God.
They're all thirsty for more shit, like,
guys,
6 months later.
Always come back.
Yeah, they really do.
They always
they're
come
like
back.
Cats.
It's weird.
They just come back whenever they fucking feel like it.
I had a date one time at Katana, you know that place?
Yeah.
So I had this very
fancy.
Nice date, a very fancy date with this girl, and we're sitting there.
That's
on
that
the
Nickelodeon
date.
Money.
Yeah, take that Nickelodeon money in the bank. You better watch yourself. We're sitting there having sushi. In the middle of having sushi, her phone rings, and she goes, hello? And I go, and she's being kind of loud, and she goes, hey, I'm with Steven Glickman right now. We're having sushi. Yeah, we're having sushi. And she's doing it loud, and the whole restaurant can fucking hear. And she goes, yeah, no. You know what? You're going to be fucking like that to me. You're going to be fucking like that to me. I'm out with him. We're having a very good time, and I brought him with me, and he's with me right now, and you can have him back when I get home. And I go, you can have what back when you get home? She goes, my iguana.
No.
She has an iguana.
What?
In her fucking bag.
How did this happen?
In Katana.
Props.
In Katana.
Props.
Yeah, and I still fucked her.
I know you did.
This is a different
Did my grana watch?
No, we put it in the closet.
Oh my God.
It in the closet.
I left it in the closet. It needs sunlight.
Fine. For like an hour, it was in the closet. It might get cold.
Can I just ask,
what if it had gotten loose in your closet? How amazing would that have been?
It would have been a worse story.
Would you still have fucked her if she had told you that she liked the iguana to somehow be involved in the sex?
Kate, what's wrong with you?
I like him to bite your nipples while we have sex.
Dude, I'm convinced that guys will. I bet you would have. Wait, hold on. If you went on the date, the chick's super smoking hot.
Yes.
She pulls out an iguana. You're like, that's fucking weird. But hey, she's hot as fuck. I'm taking her home. You take her home. Now you're in your bedroom. She takes off her clothes. She just got the most banging body. And she's like, I want to do the dirtiest shit to you. And then she's like, with my iguana. You're telling me, I'm out. Really?
I'm out.
Come on.
Man, I don't mess around with reptiles. I don't mess around with reptiles.
I don't mess around with reptiles.
I don't believe it.
I don't fuck with reptiles,
birds,
man.
I don't believe
it. Insects.
Birds.
Insects or reptiles. Birds. Anything I can't pet.
Yeah, no way, man. Fuck that.
You guys know I go on Tinder and I punk guys on Tinder and I will bring shit up like this. Like, I'll be like, hey, I really want to bang you, but like, I'm into leeches. So I want to put leeches all over your body. And then while they're sucking the blood out of you, I want you to fuck me. And guys are like, cool, man. Where you live? What time? Like, they don't care.
Yeah, they don't give a shit.
Yeah.
But I have some standards, just not a lot.
Did that come with age? At what age?
You know what? When I turned about 27, 28, I was like, I can't fucking do this anymore. I just hated everybody. Accents drove me crazy. Like, I used to be so into, if I met a girl and she had like a crazy accent, I'd be like all into that. Australian. Oh my God. So into it. But then after a while, you're like, I can't fucking understand you on the phone. And it's just gobbly gobbly. It's just crazy.
Gobbly gobbly.
It's like too weird. Or like a southern, there was a southern girl that I went out with.
When I first started with this girl,
I was like, that is so hot. She had this like nice like southern accent. She's gonna make me some, you know, biscuits and stuff. I was like, so hot. And then like like a week into it, it was like fucking Larry the Cable Guy. It was just like, skeedle-deedle-dee. Like, it was so gross.
I will admit that.
I just get old and you get tired of this shit.
I admit that I'm really into guys with southern accents. I'm always like, that's so hot. But then inevitably they end up making like some, when they have a really twangy accent, they end up making some like super racist or homophobic comment at some point. And then I'm like, oh, that's a bummer. Like, I guess I can't
be with you.
Can't date a
Jebediah.
What if they were talking dirty to you though, and like they use like a southern word for something that just isn't
that isn't southern? You know, if they're really hot and they're already naked, I'd let that pass. I'd give that a pass.
I think you'd let a lot of shit pass.
Yeah. Well,
you guys,
she's in her Kevin Federline phase. That's what I've told her.
That's what she's in.
She's
that's
making
definitely.
Bad decisions right and left, but we still love her because she's Kate.
You know
she's
who
Brittany.
Else we love? We love Jen Sturger. We're so happy that you came on the show today.
Guys.
This is so much fun.
Give something up. Plug yourself, girl.
Plug yourself.
Plug my. Let's see. I'm going to do at Jennifer Sturger on Twitter, Periscope, all of the above. Instagram, whatever.
Follow Jen. Follow her on Periscope. Your Periscopes are dope, and I'm in half of them.
Exactly.
So
Kate's in most of them. She's my hetero life mate.
We have a lot of fun.
Yeah.
A lot of fun.
So hot.
Not a lot of clothes, but a lot of fun.
You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Stephen Glickman, STPHEN Glickman on Instagram and Twitter.
Yes, and follow me at Kate Q Funny on everything. This has been Date Fails. It's been an amazing time. We love you guys. Bye.
Bye.